Good morning and welcome into your sports update on this Monday morning. I'm Zach Epperson. We'll get right to it. This weekend, it was bowl action and the Kentucky Wildcats are winners of three straight bowl games. The Wildcats take down the NC State Wolfpack, the number 23rd ranked team in the country, 23-21. Over now to men's college basketball, the Louisville Cardinals defeated Boston College 76-64. And it's going to sound crazy, but the Kentucky Wildcats finally get a win. Coach Cal gets ejected and Dante Allen goes off, 23 points and 7 of 11 from the three-point line for the Kentucky Wildcats to win in double overtime over Mississippi State 78-73. Moving over now finally to the NFL. Yesterday, the Cincinnati Bengals end their season with a loss to the Baltimore Ravens, losing 38-3. Meanwhile, though, the other two local teams got wins and, more importantly, secured spots in the playoffs. The Indianapolis Colts defeated the Jacksonville Jaguars at home 28-14, and the Tennessee Titans, thanks to a little bit of help from the uprights, get the AFC South title, defeating the Houston Texans 41-38. And with those games, the postseason for the NFL is now set. Keep in mind, the number one seeds this year will have a first-round bye, so the teams are in this order. In the AFC, first seed is the Kansas City Chiefs, followed by the Buffalo Bills, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Tennessee Titans. At number five, the Baltimore Ravens, the Browns at number six, ending a 17-year playoff drought, and number seven, the Indianapolis Colts. And over now on the NFC side, the number one seed again, first round by the Green Bay Packers, followed by the New Orleans Saints, Seattle Seahawks, and the Washington Football Team. Buccaneers come in at number 5, followed by the LA Rams, and at number 7, and at 8-8, the Chicago Bears. And that does it for your sports update here on this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.